Good morning and welcome to our wonderful, wonderful home that I have here. Again, welcome to this place that I like to pray with you. Sitting on my prayer chair this morning, I hope that you are blessed and that God is doing great things in your life. Praying about what to put together. You know, I get up earlier than this to pray. So your 10-minute session with me is after hours that earlier that I spent with the Lord. I don't spend hours, but I spend about an hour praying in the morning and just taking the Lord's stuff. I have my iPad, which I think I showed you last time. I just write relentlessly with my pen on there, and it's how I pray. It's how I pray. You know that scripture that talks about write down the vision, share the vision, put the vision together, write it down. So it surely shall come to pass. It's in the Old Testament. And I really believe in that, but I don't write it down per se. The whole thing down. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I have before, and I have it written on other notepads and stuff. But what I found that's effective, and it started to be effective back about 12 years ago when I wanted to be out there doing the work of the Lord. And I started writing places that I want to visit, places that I want to do ministry, places that on this chalkboard, I had this, the eraser board. I had this eraser board and I wrote down, healing services. And as I wrote down healing services, I wrote down Atlanta, I wrote Tennessee, I wrote Los Angeles, I wrote San Diego, I wrote Hawaii, and I put crusades, and I put Africa, Kenya, South Africa, India, many other places, and I put Central America, South America. I start writing these things down, and we had prayer on Tuesday nights. And when we had prayer on Tuesday nights at my building in the conference room, we'd all pray over those, that the same thing. It was written down. I just would write it. I would write down what I felt in my spirit. And it started to change things. I started going places. So I started doing things. In fact, I've been to all those places that I just said, and I continually go there, but it gave me, an idea, excuse me. It gave me an idea of what to expect. In my spirit, I expected to get those places. I strived in faith by praying and God opened doors and all that, especially Hawaii. I've been to Hawaii countless times, more than 24 times at least, I think. 3 times every year for the last 10 years. So except for since 2016, I've been there twice a year. Yeah, so anyway, it's been a main time, at least 24 times. And I'm telling you this, that it works for me. In fact, I wrote something down the other day in here when I'm praying in the morning. I'm just writing. And it already happened the next day. So I'm thinking that you got to look at that, write down the vision. Sometimes we add too much of that to be too exhaustive to write the whole thing out. But I don't think that's necessary. I think God sees what's in your heart. And if you write down just as you pray, some things come to mind. I remember this minister, he said, one time I was reading one of his books, and he said that he always has a notepad like this. There's a notepad right beside him. So as he's talking to the Lord and praying, and something comes up that he has to remember, he writes it down so it doesn't distract him, and he goes off and do that. Another thing, he kept saying that it could be the enemy trying to distract him. I don't. My time is with God. The enemy is not around. My time is with God. God is omnipresent. He's with me. His presence is with me. But when you think of it like that, when you start writing it down, and just it's something you can go back to, and that's something that I do enjoy because there's people that I'm praying for, there's things I'm praying for. I go back in my prayer time, and I go through this long, it's long notes, and you can scroll through my iPad. And I used to use a notepad, but I would go through too many notepads, so the iPad is saving trees, praise God, and I'm able to just get there. But I think that's for someone out there that seems like maybe their prayers aren't happening. Maybe things aren't changing like they want to change. Maybe you're not seeing the results that you want. Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're spending 10 minutes with you, 10 to 12 minutes. I've been going a little bit long, a couple of minutes. But if you got to go ahead and go and come and watch it again. It's on all the social media platforms. It's on our websites. It's on our Facebook. It's on our pages, our business pages as well. So I understand if you can't watch the whole thing, but 10 minutes is all I'm asking from you to spend with me, and that we can impart in you. I believe that God's going to do wondrous things every time we come together. And I believe God's going to just continue changing the things around you, changing those things that you're like, wow, I need this change. It hasn't happened. But as you as you join me in prayer, as you spend this time for your spirit to build and to strengthen. You know, I got the idea of this 10 minutes because every time I work out on my Peloton, the treadmill or the exercise or the bike, I'm spending 20, 30 minutes with these guys and or gals and I'm these instructors and they're all into building my body, building my strength, getting me encouraged. And I'm like, well, why can't I do that with my friends online? Why can't I be accessible for 10 minutes? I mean, maybe I could do 20, but I know for sure I can take 10 minutes out of my day, sit down right here, turn on the phone and just get this recording to you. I know that. And as always, as I forget, there's my website. I constantly forget to put these things, but you should know my website by now. And I constantly forget to do that. But I want to encourage you that as you pray and write things down and you go back to that paper, you're going to be able to scratch some of that stuff off or check off, whatever, however you want to say it. And you're going to say it's done. I finished this show one day and I was going to get ready to go take off. And God reminded me of something for the show to do in the audio side, to broadcast. And we have the video running, but I was very strong as well on the radio platforms and then the audio platforms, Apple Podcasts, all this stuff, just all audio. But I let that go a while back and I didn't think I would need it. Just a few months back, I just said, we don't need it anymore. We're not doing much audio and we're moving towards video. And the Lord said to do this. Well, I didn't know if they'd take us back. I didn't know how well it would work. There's some funds I had to put together to restart it. And I said, Lord, I'm going to do it. And I wrote it down. I wrote it down that day. I went and grabbed my iPad, even though it wasn't in my morning prayer. I wrote it down. And I did the effort. And the effort was go and email these people. And I'm thinking I'm going to have an enormous bill to pay to get this thing running. And do you know, there's no cost at all. They're excited to have me back. They're putting the stuff together. We'll be on the audio version of this. It's going to be we're going to take the audio version and post that on these sites. And it's going to be on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, and other places as well that you may know. But it happened the next day. And guess what? The money I thought I would need came in that very that night. In the morning when I woke up, I had money in my account. God talks to you, but it's important for you to spend time with him. And sometimes our words are not enough. We have to write them down. Write them down. See the vision in your heart. See what God is doing. See how God is moving. See how wondrous God is. I just want to tell you this. Let's pray right now. We had several prayer requests. I'm not set up today like I normally am. I don't have all the prayer requests out there. But we had several people that wrote us. And I want to tell each of you that you've written to me. You know I sent you a reply back and that God is moving in a great way. In fact, I could probably look up one of them right now. Let's move this over so I can see everything. And this prayer request came in. And it was just from one of our friends. I don't know where it's at. The prayer requests are there. Oh, here it is. And this is from Nicholas Guzman. And we prayed for their family, and they need prayer for this young man that's been rebellious. And we're going to pray for them right now. And the things that this young man's graduating and doesn't want anyone at his graduation, we're going to pray right now. And the prayer request comes from Nicholas for his nephew. We're going to pray for this nephew. And the nephew, I don't have the name of the nephew. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's pray. Father, we pray right now for Nicholas's family that you will touch, Father, this nephew that has been rebellious and refuses to listen to the family. And we pray right now that healing happens in his heart, that joy comes back to that family, that this rebellious spirit, we break it in Jesus' name. Father, rebellion is this witchcraft and stubbornness, Father. Father, we pray right now, this stubbornness, this witchcraft spirit will leave right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray it done. think as rebellion as witchcraft and stubbornness as something. You know, I'll look up that scripture for you next. But let's pray for you. Let's pray that the things you start writing down are going to come to pass. Father, we believe right now that everyone watching this, Father, is going to be blessed. Everyone watching this is going to be healed. Everyone watching this right now or hearing this audio, Father, their miracle is going to happen today. In Jesus' mighty name, we believe it. Done, done, done. Father, we speak against cancer. We speak against lies, against words that have come up against my brothers and my sisters in faith. Father, we pray right now that all that is gone and that they're excited about the work that you have for them. Father, we know your anointing is here. Father, for backs, Father, and hips, Father, we pray them healed right now. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. I'm going to continue this tomorrow. We're going to talk about this, writing something down, that eraser board that I had in my office. I'm going to tell you specifically about San Diego this whole week. We're going to talk a little bit about it. That's why I'm wearing my Navy shirt today, because that's where I was started in the Navy, and that's where I ended in the Navy. Somehow that just came full circle. And anyway, but I love you, and I want you to stay encouraged that God is doing great things in your life. Join me for 10 minutes. I hope it encourages you. I hope you know that I pray for you. You're on my iPad. I write for my morning viewers, for my partners out there. Thank you so much. God bless you. If you're staying for the extended broadcast, that means you're watching it on one of our websites that have the extended broadcast, or you're watching one of our affiliates that we work with, that we broadcast in on over the air in Kingdom Broadcasting, that broadcasts throughout different places throughout the country and also online. And then also our friend and family that we love at WBPI. We love you guys, and we thank you for carrying our show. And that we're on right now at this time, 9:30 every morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern time. All right. God bless you. If you're watching with it, just stay with us. We'll be right back. God bless you. But if you're finished with your 10 minutes, I love you, and we'll see you tomorrow.